Good masturbator morning, or more like nighttime. So today, I just wanted to talk about nighttime baits and like how they're very different. Like how you masturbate varies depending on the time of day, honestly, because of like your circadian rhythm. Typically, men or people with penises have their sexual peak during the morning. You know, that's when you get morning wood. But a lot of times, like a lot of night owls, the only time that they can masturbate is nighttime, because like they're not gonna get up early in the morning. They're just gonna, that's like the only time you have time to do it. Like back before I got my bait cave, back before I lived in like with other people, you know, I was a normal guy, and I would just do late night baits, and like honestly they weren't the best, but I knew I needed it. Especially because like late night baits can really rewire your sleep schedule, and it can be really detrimental to your sleep schedule, but like you gotta masturbate, you know? So if you get home like after work or after school, everyone's asleep, you get like a bit of quiet time to yourself, you go look at a screen, and the light from the screen will actually keep you up, you know? So like you can just stare at the screen, and then you'll just stay up, and then next thing you know, it's like 3 a.m., and you go to bed. And for a lot of people that ejaculate, a lot of cummers, they will watch porn, they'll read something nasty, or they'll talk with guys online, and then they'll stay up until they find something that'll make them ejaculate. So they may even stay up until the next day and pull an all-nighter, because like nighttime masturbation really just throws yourself off cycle. It throws yourself off the natural course of things. But like for a lot of masturbators that work the night shift, like it's not that big of a deal. It's no different than like masturbating like in the morning or whatever. Like they rewire their arousal to fit their schedule, you know. And then once that happens, then you kind of really go down the rabbit hole of masturbation, because no one's awake. You can wear headphones and be quiet, or you can blast the porn and just be a bit louder. You can moan a little bit more, and like no one will really notice. And of course, poppers hits harder too, because everything's dark. So, you know, you got that increased sensitivity due to the lack of light, and also like the photoreceptors and all that stuff. So you can actually feel the poppers like way stronger when you masturbate in the complete darkness, or if you ever want to try it during the day, you just wear a blindfold or something. But like I feel like a majority of masturbators are nighttime masturbators. If you ever look at any Bader Gooner video, it's usually artificial lighting at nighttime. You look at the blinds, like it's like completely pitch black outside. So I think a lot of baiters are kind of hardwired to kind of just masturbate at night, just because like that's usually when everyone is asleep, that's usually when you can just go on porn, that's usually when it's really quiet, and then you get all these nasty thoughts running through your minds. And of course a lot of masturbators do work in the nightlife scene. If they're gay men, they work, I know a few that work in bars, I know a few that do drag, I know a few that just do go-go dancing, they do sex work, so they just come home, and then they come home from all that like sexually charged energy, that sexually charged space, and they'll just start baiting. But one thing I have noticed is a lot of nighttime baiters are usually flaccid when they masturbate, or they had to wear a cock ring, because again, you are going against your natural circadian rhythm of the, like the morning wood cycle, and you really do have to like consider whether you want to be a flaccid baiter at night, or if you want to wear like a cock ring, or if you want to decorate it. Because you have to do extra work to get to the state of arousal that you would get compared to like in the morning. But like, you know, everyone's different. A few nighttime masturbators actually do find it more arousing to masturbate in pitch black. You know, they'll go out, they'll walk around their neighborhood, maybe they'll come on a tree or something, or they'll go on a little trip, just walk around their neighborhood, or like go on a cruise or go to a park somewhere. A few guys I know actually consider themselves like transformed beings at night. Like they act like they're like werewolves, you know, like the furry scene. So they actually do prefer nighttime. They prefer the full moon, because they just want that complete separation from their day-to-day self and their night self, and just live that double masturbator life. You know, so they really do strike a balance between their masturbator self and their normal self. But some guys go way deeper into that. Like, they'll masturbate, like, insanely during the day, and then they'll masturbate, like, more relaxed at night, or they'll just masturbate the entire day and night. I know a few baiters who, like, I'll Skype with them, or I'll go on a Zoom room, and then they'll message me, and it's like, hey, I've been masturbating since 4 a.m. I'm going to take a quick nap. And then 10 minutes later, they're back on their cocks. And those masturbators that do prefer nighttime masturbation, they typically do have, like, blackout curtains. So, like, tape a blanket to their window, or they'll put up some, like, cardboard or some plywood or something and just block out their window completely. And then they'll just act like it's nighttime, even though it's, like, high noon and it's, like, bright as fuck outside, and they'll just be masturbating their little caves. And that definitely does, like, carry over into, like, people that just have normal sex. Like, if you ever think of just dark rooms or bathhouses, like, it's always pitch black in there because, you know, guys just want to just be, they want to feel the sensation, you know, and it just really creates this deeper connection to yourself by not perceiving your physical self and just perceiving your sexual self. I remember in college, this one guy would turn off the lights whenever we fucked because he said the dark makes his balls ache. And I always just think about that whenever I think of a masturbator just wanting to be in the dark all the time and just having that pale skin in the middle of summer and just, like, really just hiding themselves from the light of day and just hiding their masturbation completely. And while I am more of a morning masturbator, one thing I really love to do is masturbate when camping, and I just stargaze. I just look at the stars, look at all the constellations, or I'll just look at a fire or something and just, like, masturbate without porn. Because when you do that, like, it just makes you feel, like, infinitely small. It's really, like, beautiful to see the stars and to masturbate and to choose, like, to feel pleasure over sleep, over the entire universe. Like, all that matters is your own pleasure. And that's the pleasure that I get whenever I masturbate at night, whenever I stargaze, you know. And, like, I live in the city now, so I just turn on, like, a TV screen of just, like, stars, and I just stare at it, and I just blank out, you know, just zone out after a long day. And a few patrons have messaged me that listening to all of my files really does help them decompress because they work in tech, or they work looking at screens at work, and they just want to not have to stare at a screen and just have someone talk to them and have someone guide them through their masturbation fantasies. And so, like, even, like, if you do want to masturbate at night, if you choose to, or maybe you aren't choosing to, you know, you always have the option to just close your eyes and know that there's no light, there's nothing coming to get you, you're safe, and you can go under your blanket and just lay down and just get comfortable and just masturbate. Because, like, masturbating at night also has just this connotation of just, like, I get to unwind, I get to decompress, I don't have to worry about tomorrow. But some masturbators love to take it that extra step and go and masturbate until the sun rises and just go to work tired. And they just want to fuck themselves over with their masturbation obsession. But as I always say, anytime is the perfect time to masturbate. You don't have to choose night or day. You don't even have to be aware of it. But you could be a nighttime masturbator and not even know your entire life. Because, like, it just all depends on your schedule. It depends on your lifestyle. But definitely, masturbation is different throughout all the different times of day. And it's important to be aware of that if you ever want to increase your masturbation moving forward. You know, like, if you are in the mood for something that you know to be locked in certain times of day, you can change your environment, you can change your bait cave in order to access that throughout different times of day. For example, as I mentioned, like, blackout curtains are a great idea. Because you can feel this kind of pleasure anytime you want. It's not time locked. It's not restricted. It's all very fluid. But that's what I've noticed as a nighttime masturbator back in college. It was very, very enlightening. But yeah, I might talk more about this later, but that's all for now. So take care, masturbator. Remember to lube up. Don't get chafed down there, and don't rub yourself raw unless you're into that.